Before I begin leading the kirtan, I would like to share at least my experience, a little bit of my experience about kirtan with you. That kirtan is not entertainment. Forgive me, but I'm not here to entertain you. I'm here to share with you something very wonderful that my spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, shared with me. I was introduced as having practiced Krishna consciousness here in Boston, which is true, in 1972, which is 47 years ago. I came to our temple here in Boston, and I was introduced by my spiritual master and many of the residents who were living here in Boston at that time to this kirtan. We call it kirtan yoga, and call it sankirtan. Sankirtan means we do it together. It was introduced as a form of meditation also. Kirtan is a form of meditation because meditation means to fix the mind upon a transcendental object. Krishna and his name, they are both transcendental, Krishna, because they are not different. And Krishna, I remember in 1973, I was sitting right over here in Boston Common with somebody who was chanting, and he was telling everybody who was present about this Hare Krishna mantra. And the way he introduced it was very appealing to me at that time. He said, if I were to offer you something very sweet, the form of sweet honey, and if I said to you, this is the sweetest honey you have ever tasted in your life, how would you know that it's sweet? Because when you look at it, and he even said this, he used this example, honey and motor oil, they look the same. So you look at it and says, well, it looks like motor oil, and I'm saying it's sweet honey. So he said, if you want to taste the sweetness, if you want to know of its sweetness, you have to take the lid off and you taste it yourself. That was about April 1973, when I was sitting right over here and he was chanting. And this is one of the first things I heard that attracted me to want to experience this Hare Krishna, chanting of Hare Krishna. And because of that experience, it's 46 years later, I'm still chanting Hare Krishna. There must be something to be said about that experience. Most people, I mean, I was also a musician before I came to Krishna consciousness, and I had a lot of songs in my head, and I sang a lot of songs. But I can't say that I'm still singing the same songs 46 years later as I'm chanting Hare Krishna, the same Hare Krishna mantra every day. So as I said in the beginning, it is not entertainment, it's an opportunity for you to participate and chant with us and to experience this chanting. And for that, I'm grateful that you're here. Lord Indra has arranged that more people have come, hopefully, to participate as well. And we'll begin by chanting Hare Krishna. And as we said, I lead, but first I chant. I'll chant the mantra all the way through, and then you can follow and chant the mantra all the way through. Then I will chant, and then you can chant. And we can all have a very nice meditative experience of fixing the consciousness on the transcendental sound vibration of Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Ramo, Ramo, Hare Hare, Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Thank you. Hare Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna Mahamantra Ki Jai.